We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Howdy, happy Friday to you. An entire hour ahead of us. And there are some things I haven't gotten to. I'm going to do it. I've been sitting on these things all 3 hours and just haven't gotten there. But some good things, so I want you to stick around for those. But first, the incredibly patient Walter has been holding all the way through that newscast just to talk to us, and I appreciate that. How are you doing, Walter?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Tony. How about yourself?
I'm having fun. I'm getting to play talk radio, which I just love.
I told the gentleman I wanted to speak to you about immigration and also this oil off the coast of South Carolina. But first, I want to hit on immigration. Now, I do not remember how old you are, but I was born in 1950, so that gives you an idea about me.
I was born in 47.
So you're my wife's age.
There you go.
But anyhow.
But I'm not as good looking as your wife, I'm sure. So.
Oh, no. No way.
Anyway, continue.
I've seen you on TV, so that ought to tell you something.
There you go. But anyway, go ahead.
But anyhow, I like old movies. And in watching some of the movies that were made showing immigration in the 50s, they were having to bring X amount of dollars, $50, $150 from whatever country they were coming from. Now, in the case of the immigration from Mexico, I hate to say it, but we brought some of that on ourselves because we wanted that cheap labor to pick our lettuce and peaches and tomatoes.
Yes, but that was different, though. That keep in mind, you're talking about the Bracero program, and that was they came up here just to do that, and were paid very low wages. Yes, but they went back. This is a different thing entirely than that, and we can thank our friends the Bushes and later Obama for creating what we now are dealing with.
Well, now I agree with you on that. I mean, what I'm saying though is instead of our people being put to work that were lazing around on drawing unemployment and thought they were too good to go out and pick peaches, which plenty of the peach farmers around here were doing themselves just so they could get their crops out of the field, we've allowed our people to get lazy.
Mm.
They really have.
Yep.
Also, we wanted the cheap prices of our vegetables and fruits. But it's not only that. You're now having that class that comes in here, and they work under the table, and we've got employers that pay them, and they need to go after them really, really hard. And if you don't have a backer to come into this country, you shouldn't be allowed to come in this country. You're not supposed to get on our welfare system or anything like that.
Well,
that's what it's supposed to be.
E-Verify. If all we would have to do, you are so right, Walter. And we have missed the opportunity. Our friends, our Republican friends, have repeatedly passed on doing anything about creating to make a law out of E-Verify so that employers can't get away with doing that. That the two things, E-Verify and chain migration. Those two things.
Well, they're rhinos. They're not Republicans.
You're right.
They're helping them get it. Now, this other thing about drilling for oil off the coast of South Carolina, well, no, they don't want them to do it because it would mean very high-paying jobs. And I hate to say it, but the people that work in the hotel industry, the ones that actually make it work, they don't draw anything. I'm talking about the people that make the beds and vacuum the floors and stuff like that. And if you had some good-paying jobs in this state, you would see the hotel industry crying like a baby.
Yeah.
Huh? Any of this tourism industry, and that's all they holler, tourists, tourists, tourists.
Yep.
But it looks to me like California is doing pretty good, and Louisiana and Texas. And when was the last time they built a brand new oil refinery in this country? 40 years ago?
Yep, about that.
Okay, I hate to say this, but Union County used to be renowned as the county that had the highest unemployment in the state. Well, if we would go in there and put an oil refinery with the jobs that would be paying the money, Union County would be one of the greatest places in the world to live and work, because they'd be making $30 and $40 an hour working in those refineries.
Yep. It all goes back.
And they want to keep us poor.
Well,
I'm going to tell you that. That's the way it is. They want to keep us poor.
Well,
that's why they fight us.
Yeah, okay. Let me just rephrase what you've said a little bit. I don't think it's quote, they want to keep us poor. They want to keep themselves rich, and they'd want to do so by keeping the cost of their labor at the Chamber of Commerce for their industries as low as it can possibly be, and they can do that by bringing those people in. Then the net effect of that is, in fact, keeping wages down for Americans, so you are right in that regard. But anyway, I appreciate your call, Walter, and I don't disagree with any of it. So I want to change gears here just a little bit. And I want to set this up. It's going to take a little while to kind of get through all this. And you're going to have to indulge me, if you don't mind, because as some of you may know, I am a recovering meteorologist. The problem is, as my wife Pernilla would tell you, is I haven't recovered. I still am fascinated by all of this. Now, I want to start this by pointing out, first of all, that today, in over 100 countries, children were walking out of schools to protest global warming. And I know you hear this global warming, you've heard it so much, it's probably like, oh, please, not another global. But if you will indulge me, I think that I can make a pretty interesting point about what a huge deal it is and how it is actually completely a part of the socialist movement and the tool with which they would use to try to take power. I remember I was a weatherman in the late 80s, and I remember the first time I heard about global warming. It was a report from the UN saying that if we didn't do something about global warming, this was in the late 80s, remember, if we didn't do something about it within 12 years, major cities throughout the world would be underwater, and it would be complete. Our whole world was doomed, basically, if we didn't immediately start. Well, was that 21 years ago? Now, here's the greater irony. 10 years prior to that, or 12 years prior to that, I guess it was, I was doing a talk show in San Antonio, Texas, and I interviewed a guy that wrote the book that was on the cover of Time magazine about the coming ice age, where he predicted that we would have global cooling would be our greatest danger in the future. Now, the difference in his case is that he said this was far into the future, probably 30, 40 years or more away, but we should start trying to prepare for it now. All right. So I want you to stick around and hold on to these two thoughts for just a minute, because I have to make a break. But I want to come back and try to give you perspective on this whole, quote, climate change, which they changed it to from global warming, because everybody was saying, well, it ain't warming. And I'll come back and we'll talk about it on the very week that we just had what they call the winter bomb storm that just passed through north of us. Tony Dale in for Bob McLean. Stick around. More to come. Howdy. Boy, there's a dramatic sky outside. Beautiful. With that front finally getting through here, passing. So I want to, first of all, dispel the notion that Beto O'Rourke today put forth that scientists all agree that the planet is warming. We actually, just statistically, for what it's worth, 2017 and 18 were two of the coldest years we've had in decades. 2019 is continuing in that trend. And there has been no global warming going on for the last 20 years or so, statistically. However, I want to share this with you. Co-founder and former president of Greenpeace. Now, I understand you're talking about one of the original environmentalists here. Patrick Moore says that climate change is a complete hoax and scam, taking over science with superstition and a kind of toxic combination of religion and political ideology. And he went on to say that fear has been used throughout history to gain control of people's minds and wallets and all else. And the climate catastrophe is strictly a fear campaign, fear and guilt. You're afraid you're killing your children because you're driving them in your SUV and emitting carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, and you feel guilty, and those are strong motivators. Now, at the same time this week, all this hysteria from these hucksters like Beto O'Rourke and the left, all of these people are saying that if we don't do something in 12 years— then the whole planet is going to... How long have we been hearing this same mantra, and all of it is complete and proven baloney? But one of the most interesting things is what's been happening on the sun, and it turns out that NASA's Langley Research Center has been talking about the sun. And here's what they said from their research, a new study that shows, quote, global cooling of the Earth's atmosphere. And here's why. The sun is entering one of the deepest solar minima of the space age, and sunspots have been absent for most of 2018. The sun's ultraviolet output is sharply dropped. Quote, we see a cooling trend. Martin Milsnack of NASA's Langley Research Center. High above the Earth's surface, near the edge of space, our atmosphere is losing heat. If the trend continues, we could soon set a record for cold. Well, this has happened numerous times throughout history. We had the Little Ice Age, 1645 to 715. We have all of these things. Now, here's what's very interesting. This article that I shared parts of with has been taken down from the NASA website, even though it said that the sun is the primary forcing, primarily what forces the Earth's climate system. The sun drives almost every aspect of our climate. This was taken down. The article blocked. You can't find it on the NASA website anymore. But a thinking person was able to capture a screenshot of it, and you can see it there on Zero Hedge. That's where I found the story. Now, here's why where all of this comes together. Why are they doing this? Why is this new green plan of AOC being foisted upon us? Why are we being told again that if we don't do something immediately, within 12 years, it's all over? Well, the answer to this is that they are going to use this Green Deal to achieve the one thing that they've never been able to do, which is central planning. Through fear, as the Greenpeace guy pointed out, a comprehensive government plan based on saving us from certain destruction, this transformation has to be done within 12 years. Or the planet will be irreparably damaged, according to them. Now, this six-page piece that AOC came out with, no numbers of how much it would cost, but there have been estimates done. And based on the information in this plan, the estimate has been made that it would cost $93 trillion. Where in the name of God, our whole country, the whole world, doesn't produce that much GDP in a year. It's patently impossible, and based on something that isn't even true. CO2 is not what's warming the atmosphere. It's the sun, and the sun is going into an inactive period, and it's getting cooler. We should be praying for some global. We probably will be praying for global warming in 10 years. So my point here, and I'm getting ready to take a call, because I've been rabbiting on for a while, is that you need to stand fast against this, because this is a bigger deal than you know. They will use this. They're educating your children to try to make them believe all this nonsense. And this could be the tool they could use to take away your freedom and your money. Oh, golly. Sorry. Hit the wrong button there. Let's go to Don in McDowell County. Thank you for letting me get through that little rant, Don.
It's all right. Hey, brother, first time I heard you on the radio, it would have been October of 2008.
Oh, yeah, I, when I was working up in Asheville at the radio station. Boy, they love me up there in liberal Asheville.
This radio station, I'd heard from 93.3 that Rush was going to be on that radio station, so I tuned in, and you was filling in for Bobby. And you told me about what all the college students and high school grads were, you know, their education level. I thought, okay, we're in trouble. Obama's going to get elected.
And sure enough.
I surely do love listening to a man that is high IQ. And, but let's go back to global warming. I graduated from truck driving school in December of 2009 because, you know, things was going bad for us hardcore carpenters. And gosh darn, they had people up there driving trucks in North Dakota and South Dakota making $100,000 a year. Well, that's a lot more than $15, $16 an hour being a carpenter, being paid $10.99 down here in McDowell County and Rutherford County. But, you know, I'm of Nordic descent. I'm pretty hairy and long-haired. I'm like, gosh darn, it gets 40 degrees below zero up there. I ain't going to live up there. Well, guess what? Up there in Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, they found dinosaur fossils, and being like gators, they can burrow in the ground and sustain when it's real cold. And how is something that's 100 foot long and, you know, it's cold-blooded going to survive in that kind of weather? Guess what, stupid people? It used to be 80, 90, 100 degrees up in North and South Dakota and Minnesota.
Yep.
I argue that point to people all the time when they talk about global warming. Okay, you just are uneducated, don't know a gosh darn thing about the history of this planet. It makes me laugh. And that Beto guy there, Robert, whatever his name is.
Beto O'Rourke, yeah.
Well, he's actually a virus.
Bobby,
man.
Yeah, Bobby O'Rourke, exactly. But
he's just playing the game, making money, and gosh darn, dude.
I know.
Full tricks.
Well, you hit it on the head just a little earlier, Don, when you said uneducated. Our educational system has been a complete and total abysmal failure in educating our children, in particular about history and science, and this is the bitter fruit we have of it all. Hey, man, I appreciate it. I appreciate your Nordic descent. I'm married to a Swedish woman. And be careful out there driving the truck, buddy. Okay, quick break. Come back and we will talk to Susan and also Sciatia, I believe that's the name. Interesting name. Anyway, Tony Dale in for Bobby Mack back in a minute. Howdy. Welcome back. The lines are loaded. I've got to get right to some phone calls. I know a lot of you are texted a bunch of cool stuff, too, and I'm going to get to those if I can as well. But let's start with Bob and Greer. How are you doing, Bob?
Hi there, Tony. Hey, I've got something real good for you on this subject of the climate change and global warming. Have you ever heard of the story of Job in the Bible where he was a very faithful man
yeah.
to the Lord?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, the thing was, the devil went to God one time. He was saying, he was saying something about if you can get Job to curse God, then he can die. God said, there's all kinds of things you can do to Job, but you cannot kill him. And so the devil was given permission.
But before, let's not do the whole book of Job here. So, I think we...
We're talking about the sovereignty of God.
God controls that.
He controls everything in this universe. There's not one thing, not one heartbeat, not one atom or proton or neutron or whatever that does anything without his sovereign control and plan and purpose.
I agree with that completely. But I just didn't want to necessarily go through the book of Job with you. No offense. I've read it. I'm sure many have, and we know the story. Susan, in Greenville, you're a science teacher?
Yes, sir, I am.
Oh, I'm fascinated to hear what you have to say.
Well, first of all, I am from Minnesota. I have family in North Dakota. I worked in North Dakota on paleontology digs and dug up 58 million old crocodiles and worked in Wyoming digging up 140 million old dinosaurs.
Oh, cool.
So what the gentleman was saying about, you know, how they could survive in those temperatures, what they don't understand is there's a thing called Pangaea. We've had continental drift. We've had land masses before Pangaea. We have not always been at the same latitude that we are now. And that's why you're finding fossilized plants in Antarctica that are tropical.
Well,
has not always been at the South Pole.
I'm familiar with the Pangaea story, but I would point out to you that recently in the permafrost up near the Bering Strait, they have found complete bodies of woolly mammoths with buttercups still in their mouths that were permanently frozen. And we know for a fact that we've had glaciation during long periods of ice ages. So really the question is more of a climatological question, not an anthropological question.
Okay.
Or point I was making, because that's what I studied was climatology. And historically, if you go back and look at the climate, everything in the universe, as you well know, is cyclical. All these
Absolutely.
Various systems are cyclical. Climate, just the same. And we have gone through very long periods of extremely cold weather and periods of much, much warmer weather when there was no excess CO2, there were no factories, no cars, no nothing. And the most recent was what they call the Little Ice Age in the 16 and 1700s, at which point Eric the Red from Norway actually, on what is today Greenland, founded a colony and grew crops and grapes and all kind of stuff. So it isn't
exactly. And we're hitting this in school right now because we do talk about the solar minimum and solar maximum how much that sun exactly how these sunspots affect our you know the magnetic field of the even when we're doing a solar minimum how much that magnetic field reduces around the sun which causes increased amounts of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We are in a solar minimum for 2019-2020. NASA just released that our upper atmosphere is actually cooling.
Yep.
I am not going to argue that there is climate change. I can argue it back and forth, right, left, and every rock you could imagine. We do have climate change. That is a known fact. But to say again what you're talking about CO2, and what people don't realize is when you start looking at a solar maximum, when you start increasing the sunspot activity, you start warming up that troposphere, the higher levels actually increase in heat. Water has a high specific heat. 70% of the Earth is covered by water. I'm talking real fast if I can get through this. Sorry. So your ocean waters start warming up. But what you don't realize is that underneath the ocean, we have literally probably 15, 20,000 miles of underwater volcanoes. That releases a lot of CO2 and a lot of chemicals. Warm water cannot handle CO2. And so what happens? It releases it into the atmosphere. And so your above ground volcanoes versus your underwater volcanoes do release different types of chemicals.
Okay, but let me stop.
So we're very active.
But let me stop you. But the argument that is being made by the environmental wackos, if I'm right, agreement, it isn't that. Those are natural processes which have been repeating over and over for thousands and thousands of years.
Yes.
They are arguing that we have to stop. Well, if you listen to the New Green Deal, stop all air flight, get rid of all cows, get rid of all cars. It is absurd in the extreme. This isn't even about the environment. This is a new way. Communism wouldn't work to get central control, and that is what they're going to use to try to do it. That's really what it's about.
Right. And, And it appalls me. And I would just love for people to come into the classroom and listen, because we have to do in our class. We do. If you're going to lay claims, you're going to have your evidence. You have to support it with evidence. And so, you know, I'm fed up with this, but we do have climate change. That is a given fact.
I would say
human driven.
But we've also, and you, I'm sure you're aware of this, that the British Climate Office, as well as some of the reporting stations here, have been found having questionable evidence. Most of this has been based on mathematical models, not measurements. So that's a whole other conversation, which, unfortunately, Susan, we can't have at the moment because I've got to hit a break. But I want to tell you, I am heartened to know that you're out there teaching some kids. God bless you, girl. You keep it up. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, that's good news. Okay, Alex and Pickens, please stay put. Got to hit a break here, and we'll come back and take your call. Well, howdy. So glad you're here. And before I get to some of the texts on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, which I've been just abysmal at this today, I'm so sorry. I do want to go to Alex, who's been kind enough to wait all the way through that break. And how are you doing, Alex and Pickens?
I'm doing good. I want to comment on the education bill that the state Senate approved, or state House actually approved last week, 113-4. It was bad to start. Now it's worse. Now that the education lobby group, it's called Red for Ed, they got a hold of it, and the politicians.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, there's significant pay raises for teachers, but there's also the academic support employees, which are getting big increases, as well as administrators. There's just a massive increase in overall funding, which it's, you know, back to the same old thing of more funding. It eliminates the ability to really remove teachers from failing schools. It's striking out the ability to bring in, you know, and hire non-certified teachers who may be experts in the field, but they don't have the certification. It's not surprising all the liberal Democrats in the House voted for it. And it's just an organized labor protecting and advocating for more pay, more spending, more influence in the process. And the politicians just bowing to that in return for future votes. I mean, none of it's going to improve academic performance.
We have the most horrific education record in this state as it is, and we've thrown money at it decade after decade after decade, Alex, and you were so spot on, and now we do it again. It's same thing.
You know what's sad, though? The Republican leadership, they don't have the ability to institute conservative reform. I mean, just look at the reform about the DOT a few years ago.
Oh, gosh.
No reform. There just was a tax increase. They set out to reform the state pension. We got the doubling of the pension tax. There was no reform there. And now that they're setting out to reform education, there's little reform here. It's just going to be much more expensive. We're going to see tax increases down the line. I mean, these are plans that Democrats would put forward. This is why so many Democrats vote for them.
You're spot on. You bring up the pension. We have one of the worst pension systems in the country as far as funding goes. 55% funding, and they ask for more.
You know what the problem is, Tony? When they allowed the portfolio managers to start buying stocks, I mean, that pension is so full of stocks now, if that thing rolls over the stock market, you talk about being underfunded, it's going to be wiped out.
Not if, when, and I think the when is coming up pretty quick. In fact, that's something I'm going to talk about at length tomorrow on our Common Sense Retirement Planning Show, the markets. But yes, that's exactly right.
They've all got sucked into this, you know, with the returns in the stock market. And, you know, back when we were in the markets, you and I, decades ago, I mean, pensions bought, you know, very conservative, like insurance fund, you know, bonds and things like that. Now they're into things like hedge funds and commodities and real estate and stocks, not only here, but around the whole world.
Oh, one of the biggest stories coming in the next 10 years is at the very time that all of these baby boomers are going to be retiring and expecting the promised pensions, that they are going to find those pensions are not going to be there. The benefits will be cut. We are heading into some stuff in that particular realm that is just insane. And strangely enough, North Carolina has one of the healthiest pension systems just across the border.
Margaret Thatcher said reality is conservative. I think we're going to see a hard reality. And the government isn't going to be able to do anything about it.
Nope. I would totally agree with you. Well, good for you for bringing to light all of that continuing good old boy nonsense. But until we clean up that swamp, we got our own swamp down in Columbia.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you so much for your call. I really appreciate it. Yeah. What are you going to do? Yep, the education bill. Let's throw more money at that. Sure worked last time, didn't it? Oh, my gosh. Well, look, unfortunately, I still got a bunch of stuff I never even got to. Didn't get to a bunch of your texts. Slap me. I'm so sorry. But I just didn't. Phone calls and me blathering on and so forth. But I thank you so much for being such a cool audience and interacting with me today. I love the opportunity to get in and sit in for Bobby. And, of course, as you know, we do Common Sense Retirement Planning 11 o'clock tomorrow on Saturdays, 8 o'clock on Sundays, where Philip Allen and I talk about all the sorts of things he was talking about. Things economic. We're the sort of the alternative to the mainstream financial press. So if you're interested in that kind of stuff, why, I'll be here tomorrow at 11. In the meantime, go out and enjoy the most astounding looking sky outside. It is just wild out there. Every night and every morning, God paints the most amazing, beautiful paintings in that sky. And finally, it looks like we're going to get a run of some dry weather, which I don't know what to do with myself. In the meantime, I pray that you have a fabulous weekend. And just remember, particularly if you're a person of faith, you know who wins in the end, right? God bless. See you tomorrow at 11.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.